Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I love grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
We just had the in-laws up for the long weekend.
Yeah.
Nana Nikki and Pookie Cookie.
Pookie Cookie. Yeah, I met Pookie Cookie. He was at Jim Jefferies.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Friday night.
Yeah, that's a cool guy.
Oh, he's
nice guy.
He is. He's a quiet achiever.
Yes.
But they're so good. So good having grandparents around. I mean, yeah. Mama Jude, we live with you and you're great. You're fantastic. But getting get some more cavalry.
Oh, wait, you're talking. This is like the new outfit. Mama Jude is the old outfit that you've worn loads of times. The worn out jeans. A new pair of jeans arrived at the weekend from Melbourne in the farm. Of Kooky Dookie and Nicky Wicky.
They got the new Gene feel. they want to try and hold you up.
They arrived inspired to look at your kids with fresh eyes.
They're excited. They're excited about the grandparenting role. Poor Mama Jude's worn out.
Mama Jude's like, oh, she's get like, me out of here.
I said you could come and stay at my house for 6 months. It's been almost 4 years. So anyway, the fresh cavalry arrived. The backup came.
Yeah.
And oh, it's so good. So on Friday, my husband actually sent me a text when we were on air and he goes, Mum and Jamie are taking the kids to Symbio Zoo for the day. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
I don't have no kids when I get home. And I'm like, do they realise what they've got themselves in for?
Nightmare.
Three kids, it's pretty full on. And you take them to an environment like a zoo, like they might come back with just two kids.
I know.
Anyway, apparently they had a fun time. And then they came with us to do all the sports and everything on Saturday. And then Nana Nikki helped me out with all the party organisation for Sunday.
Jeez.
And they took the kids for a bike ride on Monday. And now they've gone. So safe travels.
Wow.
And I was like, when are you coming back?
Yeah, you're begging. You're like, please come back.
How about next weekend or maybe in a month? Month or maybe
as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Christmas too far away. Jeez.
Well, I think that's all I can handle. Once every 6 months, they're exhausted.
All right. Poor Mama Jude's back on grandparent duties. Poor Mama Jude.
Yay! I'm putting those old comfy jeans back on.
Nice. The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I had something really exciting planned for right now.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, but you bloody well wouldn't pick up your phone over the weekend.
What do you mean?
All right.
You didn't call me over the weekend.
Well, no, okay, I didn't call you, but over the weekend, I was in the car with my wife Eileen. We were driving,
yeah,
and we got a call, came through on our Bluetooth speaker, and we answered it.
Yeah.
And immediately, there's this guy talking to us, giving out to us, saying, your son is after been bullying my son at school and gave him a black eye. And we're like, what the... Which son and what are you? Turns out it was a prank call. A prank call. It scared the life out of us. And then we're like, oh, that's hilarious. That's so, so good. So then I, you know, happily went and got the app. So
yeah.
The app is called Own Rage. Own Rage.
So was that you calling me yesterday afternoon? Because there was two numbers that called me that I didn't recognise and I thought they were telemarketers. So
that was
I hung up on them.
I was planning on getting you. And you know, making you believe that one of your kids is bullying someone. And I'm looking at the phone going,
can I have a look at that?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, so what you can do, like, so what, they're all different kind of types of noise complaints. Kids bullying my son, you hit my car. This is cool. So what do? You just call someone and then press it and it like...
Yeah, so what you do is in the app itself, you put in the person's number, whoever you want to prank.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're not endorsing this, but whoever you want to prank, you put it into it and then the app will call them and run something and you can actually hear the whole conversation in real time.
Let's do it. Look, there's just one here called Pick Up Your Dog Poo. Barry the boss, he's got a little dog.
Yeah,
he loves it. That's like his baby. We should call. Let's call Barry now.
We'll do Barry the boss.
Let's call him right now and see if we can catch him.
All right, let me put his number in here. All right, you're ready. Okay. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right.
Answer. Come on. He's looking at the number now. He's like, I'm not.
Hello, it's Barry.
G'day, mate. How's it going? This is your neighbour, Jez. I don't think we've ever officially met.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
Right, then I'll just get straight to it. I'm tired of picking up your dog turds off my lawn.
Sorry, who's calling? You've lost me.
John, I see you walking that thing around. He hunches right over my doorstep and lays down a few fat ones, and you never pick it up.
Okay. So
I'm not too keen on liars, right? Just fess up.
I think you've got the wrong number.
I tried to go to work yesterday, but I stepped right in a big mound of poo, and then I had to spend the entire day scraping it off my shoe. I had to call off of work because of that stupid mutt.
This is a good call. This is whoever's doing this is really very creative. It sounds like it's computer generated.
Right. Well, it better not happen again, or you and your dog are both going to be up Poo Creek without a paddle.
Lovely. I look forward to it. Can I call your name again?
I'll be there in 10 minutes. Better get the hose ready, knobhead.
This is great. This is the best thing I've heard all day. Can I keep going? Or have you run out of sayings?
Hi, Barry.
he can't hear you, by the way, Jane. So he doesn't know you just said hi to him. So so as far as he's concerned, he's just hanging up the phone. All
Denise
right.
Jeschik, who's got the pups with him.
Well, that was good, wasn't
that
it?
That was really fun.
Who else can we do?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Do I look different?
You look a little rough. You didn't shave over the weekend.
No, no, no. That's not the sort of answer I'm looking for.
Right.
We rehearsed this off air. Remember where you were meant to say, you look incredible today.
Man, I wasn't here for this part of
the sorry.
But Damien, you look incredible today.
I feel incredible. And you know why I feel incredible? Because over the weekend, I discovered that besides being a mild-mannered, good-looking fella, I'm also somewhat of a superhero, I suppose.
Okay, what have you done to save the day?
You know what? I was in our front garden, and I noticed there was a lot of weeds.
Yeah?
All right, and I went and I said, I'm going to deal with these weeds, all right? Weeds. You and I, we're going head-to-head. That's how I looked at them.
All right, you don't know what's going to hit your weeds. Coming your way.
These weeds are full-on. Okay, so we had a tree right at the front of the house and the weeds were growing all around the tree and these things were getting out of control. It was like a jungle just as you arrive at our house.
Yeah.
I got in there and I had a machete and I was just chopping them, chum, you know, and it's really getting in there. I even got down very low and I started yanking at the weeds and I was quite surprised at my own strength. This is what really amazed me. They always say that in kind of extreme circumstances, you can call upon special powers. Like I heard the story about the one time back in pirate days, one pirate ship was attacking another ship, and this young boy picked up a cannonball, which are a ton weight, and he threw it over at the other, the pirate ship, and sunk the ship.
Wow.
With his bare hands.
I've heard of moments where mums, like a car falls on a child, and a mother can lift the car off.
She just picks up the
child.
Yeah. She picks it up.
You are talking about weeding, though. It's not an extreme sport.
No.
This is something that people take up in their later years.
The weeding was only the first part of this because I was yanking out these weeds, doing an amazing job. Yeah. Eileen was impressed. My wife.
She's like, my man is so good. My hero.
My man. And then the tree was kind of bent over a little bit because it had succumbed to a lot of the strain of the weeds.
Yeah.
And I went, don't worry, tree, I got this. And now this is a full tree. This is like,
what are we talking? 6 feet?
100 years old. All right.
100 years old. So we're talking like 25 feet.
25
massive.
Feet. Yeah. And I got down to the roots of the tree to the bottom of the tree and I pull it and the whole tree came out of its roots. I had the whole tree in my hands. I ripped it up. Ripped it up.
I held it over your head with one hand.
I didn't even know my own strength, and I threw it. And it landed in someone's swimming pool, like two blocks away. And I was like, wow, I am phenomenal. Now, look, granted, the tree was rotten.
Granted, it didn't go into anyone's pool. It landed in the puddle just in front of your feet.
It nearly hit my car, actually. Yeah. It nearly went down the pavement. But, I mean, the strength that was involved to actually lift a full tree, to not only to break it, to pull it out of the ground.
Oh.
I'm a different man.
Surprised
Andy. I'm impressed. I think
have you got a spandex like bodysuit underneath that T-shirt?
You know I do.
Like, are you going to rip it open and be like, you know, Damien's superhero?
You know I do.
The Demonator.
See, that's it. Yeah, Lethal D. Yeah.
I think we should throw it out to the Illawarra now. To the world even. 4275-1965.
What are we throwing out? What are we celebrating?
What is your superpower?
Yeah. Okay. We're using that term loosely.
Okay.
What is your superpower? How about what is your not so superpower?
We're calling it a not so superpower.
You made yourself the strongest man in the Illawarra because you pulled a rotten tree out of the ground that was going to fall over anyway.
It's a full tree. A full tree. Okay.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You know what? We're talking about superpowers this morning. Superpowers because at the
Radio's
weekend.
Radio's not your superpower.
Neither is talking. No, but you know, we're talking about superpowers because over the weekend I discovered that I'm extremely strong. You know, you probably look at me and you think, yeah, he looks kind of like he could be strong. But
really,
hey. I think that's what people think when they look at me. But I lifted up an entire tree with my bare hands, an entire tree from the ground, pulled it up from its roots. And, oh, my goodness me, threw it, like, you know, far away from me.
Yeah. Disclaimer, was a rotten tree. Threw it just to the end of his feet. But anyway, you're the strong man of the Illawarra now. But
I just don't know where I got the strength from.
It's one of those moments, you know, people just channel like He-Man or something.
Yeah,
you know,
possessed with some sort of superpower.
That's right, but that's what we're talking about this morning, your superpower, Illawarra. What is your not-so-superpower?
Yeah, let's get some calls on 4275-1965.
All right, Tim's giving us a call from Mount Warrigal. Tim, please share with us your not-so-superpower.
Well, I make beer disappear.
All right, you know, there's a lot of us claim to have that power, but not all of us can do it to the sort of level that I believe you can do it. I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a hefty amount?
Well, it's a pretty hard job, so I polished off a case last week, so in about 3 days. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. State of origin helped a bit. Well. Hard work, you got to pick it up in your hand and put it up to the mouth and then straight down the throat. Hard work.
It is hard work. I mean,
a lot of training goes into that, doesn't it?
People don't understand what's involved. They just have no idea. And to convert your passion into an actual superpower, that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing feat.
That's right, yeah. I've got a great physique from it as well, too. It's cost me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That stomach is worth quite a bit, isn't it, Tim? Quite a bit.
All the way from Conjilla, we got Rebecca, top of the morning. What is your not-so-superpower?
I can actually drink a 2-litre bottle of Coke Zero in under 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's like super fast. So what do you do to achieve this amazing feat?
Just don't stop.
Just don't stop. All right. Okay.
Man, do you do like the world's biggest burp after that, though? Because that is a lot of fizz.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's kind of like a...
I wonder if it comes out of the nose. Yeah.
Wow, that is full on.
That's something you don't do on the first date.
Thanks so much for that, Rebecca. Thanks.
Good on you, Rebecca. Cheers.
Save that superpower for marriage, Beck, okay? From Barrack Heights, Anthony's giving us a call. Tell us, Anthony, what is your superpower?
Well, my superpower is... I can find the end of the sticky tape every time, first time.
What? Where were you on Saturday afternoon?
Just hand me any role, any time, bam, start of the sticky tape.
Oh, man, I could have used your help on Saturday when I was doing the pass the parcel for the first birthday party.
You, at Christmas, everyone's coming to me to find the end of the sticky tape.
Wow. I mean, do you have any understanding about why it happens? I mean, how have you got this ability? Were you bitten by a spider or something? Or
I do remember once I picked up this very expensive jacket from the Salvos with a rolled up $20 note and a great big bag of Colombian Bam Bam in it. Wow. And ever since that day, I've had that power.
Yay. Oh, Mr. Sticky Fingers, they call you?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, do you have any of that Bam Bam left? Because I wouldn't mind having that superpower.
I'll tell you what, next time we have a banana breakfast up on the roof, I'll be there.
All right.
Love Bam Bam banana sandwiches.
Okay, banana sandwiches and Bam Bam.
Ooh, I love say no more. All right, lock it in. All right, I can't wait to have that superpower.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade's
Celebrity Buzz. A new movie featuring, well, the surf pop local group Hockey Dad, yeah, among other musicians, had its world premiere on the weekend. It's called Six Festivals. So basically it's about this trio of best mates.
Yep.
One of them, James, he's just discovered he's got brain cancer.
Oh, okay.
And they go on this trip of self-discovery. So they go to six festivals over the space of 6 months. There's little surf groms, there's surfing, that rite of passage, you know, that can only be had through the mosh pit at a music festival. One of the music festivals was the Yours and Ours Festival that was here in Wollongong in April.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah,
okay.
So that actually featured in the film. The film will be coming out locally in August if you want to check it out. Look, if you went to the Yours and Ours Festival, you might even see yourself in the crowd.
That sounds pretty cool. Okay, a nice local one there.
Yeah, the Kid Laroi has again grabbed the headlines on his Arena Spectacular tour, and not for pulling out at the last minute. It was for the way he finished his last show. He bought the most unlikely group on stage to rock on with him. It was actually, I won't tell you who it was. Just see if you can recognise who it was. Okay, here's the audio of them. It's coming up. It's coming up real soon. It's coming up.
Here we go. Hang on. I think I've got it right now, Jade. Oh, look. Let's all sing it
now. Oh, no. That's not the Wiggles.
It is the Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
The original Wiggles.
He got the Wiggles on stage.
Yeah, Jeff Anthony, Greg Page, they just popped up on the stage.
Wow.
At the end of his final gig. And Kid Laroi was loving it. He was jumping up and down like a three-year-old. It was almost like he morphed back to his childhood where he would have watched the Wiggles. We all did.
Yeah.
And, he finished the show with the Wiggles. And I've got to say, he pulled it off. The crowd loved it. His social media's anything to go by. They thought it was amazing.
Well, I mean, he is a bit of a child. Like, he's not that old.
He's only 18.
Yeah, he isn't. It wasn't that long ago that he probably was watching and listening to the Wiggles.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But there you go. What a way to finish off your
Yeah, good on your kid. I like your style.
Look, most parents are proud of their kids' accomplishments, you know. Mm. You put the merit awards up on the fridge and the art pictures and everything like that.
You put them up for about a week and then you can take them down.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah. Some of ours don't even make it to the fridge. They just kind of, that's beautiful. When they're not looking in the recycle bin.
Harsh.
But Meg Ryan's son, Jack Quaid, he's in the TV series The Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's kind of like this anti-hero kind of thing. It's very violent.
Okay.
But Meg's never watched any of it.
She's
just like, it's too gory. I just, you know, I don't like seeing you in that position. There's a lot of blood.
Seeing you in that position?
Just like in a compromising position. She doesn't like it when he's hurt. I'm your mother. I just don't want to watch it. Because he said to her, have you watched any of the first season? She went, no. And he said, what about season two? And she went, no. Are you going to watch it, Mum? No.
I think she, you know, I don't like seeing you in a compromising position. I think that's just, that is code word for, I've no interest in your show. It's not my cup of tea, son, and I've no interest.
How do you tell your son you think he's a crap actor?
I don't think she's saying
I don't know. She's like, oh yeah, son, sorry, I don't like seeing you in peril, so I just won't watch it.
Didn't she do like an erotic scene in When Harry Met Sally? I mean, all those years ago, how do you think the son feels when he's watching
that? Exactly. And look, some of us don't want to watch our kids dance recitals or their singing recitals. They're hours and hours, and you got to watch other people's kids too. But we do it, Meg.
We do it.
Suck it up. Watch your kids' show.
And spoon of cement, Meg.
Yeah. At the very least, just watch the first episode of the last one, and then you can pretend like you saw the whole
series. Lie like all other parents.
That's right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.